This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You are praying Jama'ah and you see a fire starting on the stove. Can you leave your prayer? And is there anything you have to do when resuming the prayer?
Yeah, you should leave your prayer. In fact, it is, I'll actually read something to you from Al-Izz ibn Abd Salam. He was one of the scholars of the Hanafi school, but he was a jurist actually, and he has a book that he called the Qawaid al-Ahkam, right? The book that is the foundations of how we derive rulings and how do we understand our faith, right? In the context that we live in. So he says, التقديم إنقاذ الغرقاء المعصومين على أداء الصلاة لأن إنقاذ الغرقاء المعصومين عند الله أفضل من أداء الصلاة والجمع بين المصلحتين ممكن بأن ينقذ الغريق ثم يقضي الصلاة. Right, very nice. He says that it is. I'm actually reading from the screen, so that's why it seems like I'm looking around. He says that you actually are supposed to. If you, the example is, should you save someone who is, you know, drowning, okay, mm-hmm. or should you finish your prayer, okay, or you know, time of salah is happening and you have to pray, or you're praying, or and then someone is drowning. What should you, you know, put as your priority? He says the priority should be saving the life of the person who's drowning. Okay, mm-hmm. That is because that is afdal in the Allahi min ada'is salah. That actually is better in the sight of Allah than you praying right now, mm-hmm. right? So this is a very clear understanding in our religion, right? It's also logically, you know, very obvious, right? But even in the religion, how our scholars thought about these matters, they made these reference points called the qawaid. And it's always that the well-being of people is always, you know, first over the rituals. The rituals come second because the rituals you can take care of later on, mm-hmm. right? It's never that the ritual, you know, supersedes something like saving a person's life or saving, you know, potential disaster like a fire is on the stove, preventing that from happening, right? Mm-hmm. It's actually contrary to the Sharia. And contrary to reasoning to do that, right? So that is what he says. And alhamdulillah, like, you know, there's in the optional prayer, in the sunnah or nafil prayer, you're actually allowed to move around if there is, you know, something that is required. You can actually move around and, you know, take care of something while continuing your prayer. Your fard prayer, you can't do that. You have to end the prayer, go stop this fire, go take care of whatever is, you know, a pending need or necessity, and then come back and start your prayer all over again, right? And the way you do it, you say assalamu alaikum and you run away, or you just move on, and that essentially would be your prayer has finished. The sunnah prayer is like Aisha radiallahu anha says that kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusalli fil bayti wal babu alayhi mughlaq. فجئت فمشى حتى فتح لي ثم رجع إلى مقامه. So this was in the house of the Prophet ﷺ and Aisha. The Prophet ﷺ is praying in his house, and the door is closed. Aisha came to the house. The door is locked, and he came, the Prophet ﷺ, and opened the door for her and went back to his spot of prayer, all while he was praying. Right, and this is a authentic hadith that's in Tirmidhi and Abu Dawud. So what's interesting about this is that it shows it's okay in like a sunnah prayer to even like move around like that. But in the fard prayer, you can't. But the necessity of a fire or saving someone who is in trouble, or someone passed out in like the masjid and you have to immediately address, address or tend to them. All of that supersedes everything, right? And you finish your salah afterwards. Like, you know, when the Sahaba, when Umar radiallahu anhu got stabbed in Fajr prayer, right? The Sahaba broke their prayer and, you know, went and tended to Umar. They weren't just like, okay, you know, let's finish our prayer. He's dying. Let him die. Right?
Yeah.
So that's that, inshallah.
Inshallah. No, it's very helpful, alhamdulillah. Yeah, it's... So I think the main distinction here is between the sunnah or nafil prayer and then the fara'id, right? I think that's the main distinction here.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah. So there's no resuming prayer in the Faraid, but there is resuming prayer in the Sunnah prayers.
Right. So Sunnah prayer, you can walk and say, like, you know, turn off the stove and then come and continue your prayer. The mm-hmm. Faraid prayer, you have to end your prayer, go take care of that, and restart your prayer. Right. But in any case, that kind of a necessity will supersede the prayer, supersede the ritual.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. No, that's very helpful. Alhamdulillah.